the high school marching band and the dancers. Don't forget the dancers. We're going to play a new song. All of us. Everyone. This will be God's song. It's part of Him, and it's been given to us. And we will sing it from the tallest buildings. It will be the greatest song of all. We will sing it when we are low. We will sing it when we are on a mountain. It is a song of the universe, from its beginning to the present moment. Now, this moment. And it will go on forever because God goes on forever. This is God's song. God the Creator, God the Good, God the Just, God who brushes His opposers off like dust from His shoulders, God the Mighty and God the Merciful. People will sing this song. People will dance to this song. No critics allowed. They will be stopped dead in their tracks. Their words will be turned against them because today we will sing. Today the baby is born. Today the angels break forth. Today darkness cowers in the corner. Today wrongs are righted. Prophecies are fulfilled. Wounds are healed. The hungry stomachs are filled. Today we all get adopted. Today Jesus comes to earth. Yes, Jesus, the Messiah. And this is the song we sing. This song will heal the world. This song is the song of our Savior. He is born. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born.
One glorious night. I want to welcome you to this year's Christmas Eve service. That is what we have come to do, is to kneel beside this child of God. With all the bustle and hectic pace of trying to get ready for Christmas, and I get it, it's a busy life we live and there's a lot going on. But every year we come aside and we take this evening to kneel beside that child of God. We sing the old songs, sing some of the new songs. And we pick up the scripture and we remember that it's really not about presents and it's not about gift giving. It's about receiving the gift of God that He gave us, Jesus Christ, His only Son. And that was God's plan, to give us that from the dawn of time. Even 700 years before Jesus came in that Bethlehem manger, the prophets of old were predicting His coming. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the governments will rest on His shoulders. And His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of His government or of peace. On the throne of David, and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of
joy to the world, the Lord is.
joy to the earth. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy.
The story of the birth of Jesus is recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and following. Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Sing this. And oh, yeah. to live with.
David was a shepherd. Jesus was the son of David. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. So it makes sense that when Jesus was born, the first people to visit Him were the shepherds. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased."
Sing together, hark the herald.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Stars are brightly shining.
It really is an incredible story. A couple of nobodies in the middle of nowhere doing things that nobody else even paid any attention to. And yet that little baby born in Bethlehem, as you well know, changed the world. 20 centuries have come and gone. Nations have have arisen and nations have fallen, and yet that name is still remembered. We know the reason behind it is that it wasn't just a little baby in Bethlehem, but it was God Himself coming in the form of man to live the sinless life, to teach the perfect way, and to die the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. You know, John doesn't have a nativity story in it, but there is a verse in John, most people know, that summarizes what the Bethlehem story was all about. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. 20 centuries, the Holy Spirit has been calling people to come, men, come, women, come, and have faith in that child that grew to be a man that showed us the way. If you don't know Jesus tonight, that's our prayer. I mean, it would be so sad to be so wrapped up in the spirit of Christmas and the giving and receiving the gifts that you don't receive the perfect gift, the one God intended. It only comes through belief. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank You for this beautiful story of humble beginnings, of a life that was lived so well, who showed us the way, showed us Your heart, and then when the time was right, gave Himself fully, the perfect sacrifice. And I pray for those that maybe they're here for sentimental reasons, or they're here because family's here, or for whatever reason, but God, I pray that they would receive the gift of grace that comes through Jesus Christ our Lord this evening. Just simply saying, God, best I know how, I give all that I understand about Me to all that I know about You. I confess my sin. I admit my need. I trust You. I believe. Father, we thank You that salvation comes through belief. And we glorify You. And we come together to faithfully sing Your glory. Thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our candle lighters can begin lighting tonight. I'll stay standing as we light candles, if you would. Together. our candles high tonight. Christmas, everybody. Thank y'all for coming tonight. Take your candles home with you, and y'all have a Merry Christmas. You're dismissed.